Scott, who are we going to talk to?
This is Jackie Newman. She's one of the owners of the Turtle Lake Resort down in Union City, Michigan, and this is a big weekend for them. Hopefully the weather will cooperate and it'll warm up a little bit because it's their Music Fest 97. Some people refer to it as a nude stock. And we're going to talk to Jackie about the Turtle Lake Resort.
Hey, good morning, Jackie.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
Oh, just fine.
I just want you to know I'm naked.
Oh, is that right? Well, I am too.
Oh, well, let's do lunch. So how did this whole thing start?
The nude stock, it was actually started by the previous owners about 4 years ago. This is actually the third nude stock.
Mm-hmm.
And nude stock itself was dubbed by one of the radio personalities, just happened to call it nude stock, and it's just kind of stuck.
Are you a nudist yourself?
Sort of.
What does that mean?
Now the way people can find Louie and I, my husband and I, is that they're the ones with our clothes on. They don't have time to take their clothes off. See? But we've been nudists, I guess, for about 4 years. And
is your body in good shape?
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, Jesus. Put them back on.
Yeah. Hey, now, be nice. This is called body acceptance.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And probably the worst thing to do is accept yourself.
Mm-hmm. What's the worst thing about your body?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Yeah, I do.
I'm 53.
Oh, God.
Overweight. Had my stomach stapled a year ago, so I've lost about 55 pounds.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, so it's hanging all over the place.
And you don't mind being naked?
No. One thing about nudism is at this resort and as others, we have people with mastectomies, colostomies, amputees.
You're kidding
me.
Are you serious?
I am very serious, and this is total acceptance of not only ourselves but everyone around us.
Regardless of their bodies.
Exactly. The body does not count, so to speak.
Yeah.
You look at people's eyes, and once the clothing is taken away, all of the stigma is taken away.
It's true.
They be black, white, green, yellow, doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, you know, the whole thing.
I don't think I want to see anybody green with a colostomy bag, to be honest with you.
No, that wouldn't be real cool.
You know, I'm looking at your behavior guidelines, right?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about gawking. What does that mean?
Well, that means that you don't gawk. I mean, you're going to look.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between looking and gawking?
Well, you're not going to stare at anyone's private parts, so to speak.
Yeah.
To the point that they are made uncomfortable.
Mm.
Perhaps a lady that comes in here is, you know, like stacked to the nines, as we say.
Yeah.
And there's 10 guys gawking at her and drooling or whatever.
Well, if it's Scott and me, there'd be 12.
Okay. Then we ask that person, we would take them aside, talk to them nicely. If it's continued, then they are asked to leave the park.
Do you get exhibitionists that come there?
No.
Not really?
No, we are family-oriented.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there's one family out here that is 3 generations.
Wow.
You're kidding.
The children love it. This is one of the misconceptions that so many people have, is that there's orgies in the middle of the floor.
That doesn't happen.
No, it does not.
I guess I won't be there then.
Good. You'd be one of those people they'd kick out, Rick.
I'd be out in 10 minutes.
But let me tell you, some of the things that we do that are so much fun that it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
We have what we call, it's called the otter race. We take a couple of bales of straw, put them down the hill in front of our 10,000 square foot clubhouse, put plastic sheeting on top of it, Mazola oil.
Ooh.
And then we turn the sprinklers on so it's wet and slippery.
Oh, God.
And then we slide down the hill like a bunch of children.
Naked.
Naked. It's the best thing in the world you could ever imagine.
It does sound like fun, I have to admit that.
Yes. And then we also have, not long ago, we had a pudding fight. And we literally take some of the little kids' wading pools, and we fill them up with one with chocolate pudding, one with vanilla pudding. And I was really complaining because I went through like $80 worth of pudding. I says, this is too expensive. Next year I'm ordering double.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so here we are. Now, my husband is 79.
He gets naked, too.
Oh, absolutely. Well, this whole thing was his idea, not mine. But we get into this pudding fight. And then from the pudding fight, we went to the mud volleyball court and rolled around in the mud. And then from there, we went down to the beach and rolled in the sand. So now we know what a pork chop feels like with shake and bake.
Oh, God.
So you really aren't nude. You're just covered in something other than clothing.
That's right.
Wow. Now, what about this guideline about body contact?
You know, when you hug somebody, there's a hug and then there's a hug.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we give lots of hugs. There's just all kinds, like I said, there's ways of hugging and ways of not hugging.
But right. Like fondling is not permitted.
No, fondling is not permitted.
How about cameras?
No. Again, there are many people out here. We have professional people who don't necessarily want their patients or whatever knowing what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever caught anybody with, like, a hidden camera or anything?
Yes, we did.
How'd that happen?
There was one that was caught in a cooler.
Yes,
and we had one that was in a cereal box.
How did you catch them? How did you know there was a camera inside those?
The flash.
Yeah, say cheese had something to do with it. Now tell me.
Well, we have people that know what to look for. I mean, why would somebody be carrying a cereal box around in the middle of the afternoon?
True. And there was like a small video camera in there or something?
Right. So we confiscated it, took the film out, and that was taken care of.
How'd you find out about the cooler?
That was done last year by an undercover person at Music Fest. We're very careful who we do let in here, and we go through the coolers, and we try to be very careful.
So did you discover the cooler camera after they had already gotten in?
Yes.
Wow.
One thing about Turtle Lake is that we're open year-round.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a new tradition here that I actually started 3 years ago. Midnight, New Year's Eve, snow angels.
Naked snow angels?
Naked snow angels.
It sounds like a fun bunch down there.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fun.
You see, every type of body shape known to man.
Absolutely.
Is there anybody, like, really overweight, like 500 pounds?
Yes. It does not make any difference.
It does to me.
If you accept these people for what they are, if you take the clothing away and it gives you a chance to see their face, to see their eyes, to see their soul.
Probably the biggest part is just accepting your own body. That has to be the first step.
It is.
I mean, I don't like to see myself naked in the mirror in the bathroom in the morning.
That's
so I would
right.
have a real hard time coming down there, jumping out of my clothes in front of people.
Yeah.
Well, now let me tell you something. The thing of it is, you don't have to because we're clothing optional. So you can disrobe at your convenience, at your own comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people that never do.
Do you think you're going to get a lot of people down there just looking at naked people that come down there just for that reason?
They're screened.
Really?
They're told. They are watched. Just a couple of days ago, we had a couple of young men come in, and the one man said, "Hey, where's the naked women? Where's the naked women?" And he was told by several members, "Sir, this is not that kind of a resort."
Mm-hmm.
And he became very lewd to some people and made some nasty remarks, so they won't come back.
Do you allow singles to come into your resort? Because I know a lot of the nudist resorts won't allow single people. It has to be couples or families.
Right, and that's quite a controversy.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion on that is because a man is single today,
mm-hmm.
does not mean that he doesn't have a girlfriend that he would bring next week if he were comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're careful. We try to keep a balanced quota, like we will have, say, two women to one single man.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to do that on a daily basis or a weekend basis.
Mm-hmm.
I think women go to it more slowly than men do.
Hey, what happens if, like, a guy, how can I say this?
I know.
Becomes sexually aroused.
Is that a problem?
Let her answer the question, for God's sakes. I almost got boner in there, and you blew it for me. Thanks, Winters, you idiot. Excuse me.
No, it does not. It happens very rarely.
So you just can't walk around with a boner all day?
No, you can't do that.
Or at least put a hat on it, right?
Right. Oh, there are some guys that have hats, too. You should see Halloween.
I'll bet. Now, if you had to rate your own body on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give yourself?
A half.
A half?
Really?
But it doesn't matter. I always tell the ladies that we don't let Barbie dolls or Kens in.
Well, good, I'm in.
Hey, we'll be there. What time do the gates open?
We're open now.
What's the average age of the person that comes down to your resort?
Our youngest member is 18. That mm-hmm. is a paid-in-full membership. Our oldest member, who was an honorary member, is 93.
Wow.
Wait a minute. You've got a 93-year-old person down there naked?
With a mastectomy.
Wow. Oh, my God.
But once again, like Jackie said earlier, if that person's accepted their body and they don't have a problem with it, well, I guess we should too.
We have handicapped people come up. We are like a family. We have some people that are wheelchair bound. If they need to get into the pool for therapy, they're helped.
So regardless of what your body looks like, you're welcome.
Absolutely. It has nothing to do with the body. We have a kitchen that's open on the weekends.
Oh, yeah. I want to be around hot grease when I'm completely naked.
Don't fry bacon.
That's
don't.
Right.
It's very, very
That's
hazardous.
Right. Deep frying is out.
No, we don't. I don't deep fry.
Yeah. What are you worried about?
But we have a member that helps me in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And he has this work uniform because we have a rule that you can't go bare in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. No bare butts allowed in the kitchen.
Right.
So he has a pair of cutoffs that are rather worn and frayed. And
why no bare butts in the kitchen?
Sanitary reasons.
Yeah, well,
I wouldn't want somebody cooking my food after they'd scratched their butt
or something. There's a hair in my soup.
Yeah,
that's probably where that comes from.
Yes, yeah, so, but I always tell Larry to be careful of the oven doors.
What's the phone number down there, Jackie? If people want more information, they can call.
517-741-7004.
I'll give this some serious consideration because, you know, when I take my clothes off, I look like the Liberty Bell, you know?
It's not pretty. We'd love you no matter what.
Well, you're a very interesting woman. Thank you for
talking
to me.
Thanks, Jackie.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now.